All right, welcome to Apoteca Audio Boo. This is the first episode in maybe 8 or 9 months. I kind of forgot that this thing exists, and actually, my friend Jordan just reminded me. He asked me if I'd been doing these lately, and the answer is obviously no, because I'm really busy. No, not at all, actually. So, I'm still in South Korea at the moment. It is July 2nd, 2013. And actually, in Korea, this is still school time. My students are taking their final exams this week, and then you would think that they would have vacation after that, but actually, they will stay in class for 2 more weeks. And then they get their vacation, which is about 3 weeks long this year, and it sounds like most of them will just be spending that time studying in the library or at private academies or even at the school in their classrooms or in study rooms. So that's unfortunate for them. But, you know, Korean summer is very humid, so maybe it's better to stay inside with the air conditioning on anyway. I am actually moving, leaving Korea in about a month. I'm going to a different country that is not America. And, so, of course, there's a lot of things that I need to finish up in the last month or so. I've got to see a lot of people. I'm going to see some things that I've wanted to pretty much the entire time I've been here, but never had the opportunity to look at or visit. And of course, I have to kind of get rid of everything in my apartment that isn't mine. So when I got here to Korea 2 years ago, my apartment had all the basic amenities and furnishings, such as the desk that my computer's on, and the TV. There was another desk. There's a dresser, shoe cabinet, and, you know, the bed and everything like that. So I've always, since I've been here, I've tried to have the maintain the policy of not buying too many things, because obviously I can't take most of these things with me when I leave, unless I want to ship them back home, which would be kind of expensive, or, you know, pay however much money to have my luggage be overweight, and I think that's probably as expensive or more expensive than shipping things back home. So, unfortunately, I did buy a lot of books while I was here, and I have to get rid of some of these. I think I'm going to end up donating some of them to the school library, because a few of these are in Korean, and a few of them I'll give to my friends, and I'll take the most important ones with me. For instance, I have some Korean language books on learning Korean that I would like to keep, because it's pretty hard, in my experience, to find good books about learning Korean outside of Korea. And then there's some other stuff. There's some Chinese language books, and some Korean history books, mostly things about Korea, obviously. And then, I don't know, there's just random trinkets around here. I have a little subway toy that I was going to take with me on my vacation back home to give to my niece, but it didn't have room. And for the most part, everything else I can pretty much take with me. I've got a scale that I bought so that I could weigh how much my luggage was every time I go home, so that was useful. And I have a nice speaker system that I bought when I came here, but I'll just give that to my friend Mike, because he's staying for another year, and actually right now he is unemployed, but he has a D-10 visa, which basically means that you can stay in the country and you are looking for work. There's not much of a difference between that and just being here on a travel stay, I guess. You know, you can stay in Korea for 90 days without a visa as an American citizen. But if you have a D-10 visa, then you don't have to surrender your foreigner, alien registration card, and so you don't have to do that, all that jazz again when you do find a job. And I am out of time, so talk to you next time.